Hello, happy Monday. It's John Garrett coming to you with another episode of Green Apple Slices. And I'm here with my co-host, happy Monday person, Rachel Fish. Rachel, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, John?
Great. And you're back from the UK, your trip to London and everywhere.
Yeah. Just London and Newcastle. That's it.
Everything's good. But you actually found this really great article on Inc., article by Ellen Petrie Lianz, Want a Better Everything at Work? Use these three strategies to boost happiness and results.
Yeah.
And really great. Yeah, and you had a really good guess at what the three would be.
I did.
And they were not quite there, but I agree with your three are pretty solid.
Apparently, the three ways to boost happiness at work is not through chocolate, candy, or caffeine.
Right.
I kind of thought those were shoo-ins. There's even like three C's. Yeah.
Totally.
But I really loved it because like I love finding articles that basically preach the green apple message, right? That there's more to us at work than our professionalism, and that the key to all of this shocking research that people are doing is that it actually helps to have relationships inside work, but outside work, like that connect with your other passions and things like that. And so anytime I find something like that, it just kind of reinforces what we talk about every single week, that this is not rocket science, but it's just something that doesn't seem to come naturally to the corporate world.
Yeah. And I mean, I love how she starts out with talking about like the science behind the mental burden or cognitive load of when people are unhappy. And when you're not letting them share their passions and share where their energy comes from and what they're excited about, then they're naturally going to get happy. And in that, not only are they less productive, but I mean, your brain doesn't let you be productive. And it, you know, the chemicals that aren't released interfere with the cognitive abilities and all that stuff. And so it's really great to hear that, you know, there's science behind my crazy little ideas, which is always nice too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so she starts out the three things, not to keep everybody waiting any longer. The three things are relationships, contribution, and growth. And two of them directly relate to the Green Apple message with relationships and growth. You know, it's building a real connection with people.
Yeah. And the thing that I like about contribution, and this has come up in previous articles that we've talked about as well, is that when you give somebody a project to do outside of their normal day-to-day routine, they actually get energized by it and they're excited to do it. And so that actually helps them do their job better when they can have a bit of a different perspective and also feeling connected to something, right? Feeling like you have a purpose,
right?
And feeling like you're contributing to a larger thing.
Right. Yeah.
Mission, maybe, whatever that thing is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that your little piece makes the world better in some way. And you understand how you fit into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is definitely important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I thought was really cool is the growth piece of just how there's also science and research behind how learning and growth in areas not directly related to your work can pay dividends back in the office. And there's actually a software company that she cites that supports employees taking classes in whatever interests them, like woodworking or dance or history or whatever it is, because those skills and learning something new in another area help you learn better in all areas, which is, you know, yeah, just that what your interests and your passions and what you're doing outside of work do directly make you better at your job.
So one of the things that I really like about your longer episodes with your interviews is when you are asking your interviewee, what is it about this passion outside of work that actually makes you better at your job? And it's amazing when you think about it, what some of those connections are. And that's exposure to areas of creativity or areas of physical exertion or these other muscles that you're using, how you can actually relate them back to what you actually do in your job. There's a little plug for your podcast there.
Yeah. Well, thank you. For those of you that don't know, there is a Wednesday. Rachel isn't a part of it, but
I know you tune in every Monday morning. I know you do, but there's actually a whole other show.
It's great. And yeah, it is. It's so fascinating just every week how hobbies and passions have impacted people's careers. And, you know, Matthew Hegem and his dance and creating dance and creating art is very similar to creating business and how he goes into that, or how just recently Wesley Middleton plays the organ in his band, and he's not the band leader, yet he's the managing partner at work. So he's able to see what it's like to be a part of a team and what it's like to be a follower, which in turn makes him a better managing partner when he gets to the office and to be a leader there.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of different examples that, that 128 now or so. So, you know, definitely, yeah. There's quite a few. So it's just so cool to come across an article like this that just reinforces everything. And if you want to check it out, go to greenapplepodcast.com. You can read the article there. There's some links to some old Harvard studies and things like that that reinforce a lot of this as well. So everybody go to greenapplepodcast.com. You can get links there. And while you're there, I have a research study. It takes about 60 seconds and it's anonymous, just to see how the Green Apple message might impact your career and your firm. So that'd be cool to check that out. And on Twitter, check Rachel's at Fish Books.
Yeah.
And I'm at Recovering CPA, and the show's at Green Apple Pod. So follow us there and never miss an episode. That'd be great. Very cool. So that's it. Everyone get back to work. It's busy season.
With your chocolate and candy and caffeine.
See, there we go. Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Rachel. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yep. See you next week, John. Bye-bye.